Chief Blake, I have a special presentation this evening.
We do, we're very pleased tonight to be able to present a lifesaver award to one of our citizens, and I'd like to ask Timothy Heat to come down. Robin Pastor is going to help us give a little narration. We have a little short video, kind of be a picture of what was going on at the time before firefighters arrived and when Timothy was taking action. So, Robin, if you'll take care of that.
Okay. First, I'd like to set the scene for you. On the night of July 22nd, 36-year-old Michael Sykes was alone when he saw fire on the back porch of the home he shares with his sister and her daughter. He closed the sliding door to keep it out and went to his bedroom. As smoke and heat filled the house, Michael stayed where he was, not realizing he needed to get out. And what I'm going to do is bring up a picture of the fire scene here, so you can see what we're talking about. Now, this is going to start after firefighters arrive, so this is past the rescue time, but it will show you the setting. At approximately 11 p.m., Timothy Heaton was alerted by his wife that the neighbor's home was on fire. This is Timothy Heaton's home on this side, and this is Michael's home right here. Believing a man with special needs to be the only one in the home at the time, Timothy ran next door and pounded on what he thought was the young man's bedroom window, which is right over here on this side.
I know who to contact.
When he got no answer, he ran to the front door, located right here, and opened it. The smoke that poured out and the intensity of the heat inside prevented Tim from entering, so he yelled to Michael repeatedly. Not seeing him immediately or hearing from him, he ran over to the garage to see if he could reach him that way. I'm going to fast forward here so you can see ahead. At this point, the fire has reached Michael's room. When Mike heard Tim calling him from the front door, that is the first and only time he realized that he should leave, and he walked the 10 to 15 yards separating him from the entry. In several more minutes, he would not have been able to make the escape. As it was, he suffered burns to his fingertips from just touching the walls. What Tim didn't realize that was that by opening that door, he also caused the fire to move away from that area, allowing the escape to take place. Timothy's concern for his neighbor saved another man's life. We honor him for his exemplary citizenship, not only valuing the lives of others, but being willing to go out of his way to prevent them from harm. The effort he spent to get to know his neighbors allowed him to intervene in the most critical of times. And in a moment, you're going to see as the fire actually jumps right out the side, right beside Timothy's home. Right there. Okay. And what we'd like to do, as you've seen, this was no small fire. And Timothy's home was so close to it, but his concern was for the man next door, not for his own home, which was so close. Michael is here today. We'd like to welcome you to stand up and say hi to the people here. And his sister has something for you, too. Shelley? Michael's sister Shelley is here and said that she and Michael have something to present as a result of this incident as well. Shelley and Michael just made a donation to the city in gratitude.
Wonderful. Thank you.
I'd like to present the Lifesaver Award. It says the City of Kirkland recognizes Timothy Heaton with the Kirkland Fire Department Lifesaver Award for saving a life through swift, appropriate response in a fire emergency. Presented with this day September 5th, 2006, with deep appreciation for the caring, quick action that led to this rescue. Timothy, we thank you very much.
Shake a hand of a real hero.
Thank you so much. Well done.
Timothy is also going to get to select a print from one of our dozen prints out in the foyer of a community in Kirkland, so he can enjoy his gift to us as well as ours to him.
Thank you once again, Timothy. On behalf of the council and Kirkland, we thank you. You're a genuine hero.
My pleasure.
Thank you, and thank you all for coming. Pleased to have you all with us this evening.